And now, Scratchy Grooves salutes spring. Yes, spring. That's the season we've all been waiting for. Season of sunshine and showers, tulips and turtle doves, blossoms and baseball. The season when we change from long johns to jockey shorts, when we put away the snow shovel and get out the mower. When we look up at a clear blue sky like the one we had today, and we breathe real air for a change, and decide maybe life is worth living after all. Spring.
Once again.
Ho hum, lazy weather.
Ho hum, feeling like a feather.
Ho hum, we're together.
And so ho hum.
First number of the evening. Oh, incidentally, that was a robin, followed by a Bing, and also a Loyce Whiteman, and an orchestra known as Gus Arnheim from 1930. Well, the robin was more recent, probably about 1955, but in remarkably good voice for an antique, I thought. Incidentally, the antique speaking to you is Bill Chambliss, and the program is pretty antique, too. Scratchy Grooves. Spring. Look out, here comes a shower.
Life is not a highway strewn with flowers, still it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's a thought that we should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regrets, because it is raining, rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song whenever it April showers. Come along. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining violets. And where you see clouds on the hills, look, they're not clouds, no, no. They're crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a April showers come.
Well, that was not a bunch of daffodils. That was Al Jolson. April Showers, recorded in 1932. Goes back a ways, but then don't we all? Speaking of showers, here's Al Boley to sing a shower song, Rain on the Roof.
The patter of the rain on the roof, the pitter patter of the rain on the roof, makes me want to breathe. Rain on the roof, the pitter patter of the rain on the roof, it doesn't matter 'cause the rain on the roof makes me want to breathe. I cuddle up in my bed, and overhead I hear the rain. Inside it's so nice and warm to hear the storm outside my window pane. Rain on the roof, the silver chatter of the rain on the roof, there's all a clatter, might and main on the roof, and I'm gonna dream.
Al Boley, a fellow I don't play many records of because I don't have many. That's a little scratchy, but I hope you enjoyed it. Rain on the Roof. Now, you know, when you're caught in an April shower, the thing to do is to duck into the most convenient door. Here's Donald Voorhees and his orchestra from 1931. They found a million-dollar baby.
Thank you. about the April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes so nice, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes so nice, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
You may be thinking that this is about $9 worth of 5 and 10 cent store. This is on a hit of the week record from 1931. Plays for five full minutes. You want to...
Happy returns of the day, a new 5 minute hit of the week with almost twice the playing time of the average record. At your news dealers next Thursday.
Don't look for that at your news dealers next Thursday. The company went out of business in 1931. Hit of the week records, 15 cents apiece. A real bargain back in the dark days of the Depression. I found $1 million baby. So far in the program, we've had songs that are pretty much positive about spring, like Finding $1 million Babies. Here's a negative opinion. Beatrice Lilly, I Hate Spring.
Like the winter. Some people like the fall. Some people think that summer is best of all. Now I hate the spring. I hate open buses. I hate fresh asparaguses, but more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate birds. I also hate flowers. I hate sunshiny hours, but more than mere words, I hate birds. I hate spring the intruder. I hate brown trips to Bermuda. I love dogs with rabies, but I hate babies. I hate the spring. I hate anything funny. I love money, but more than anything, I hate the spring. 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 The buds are bursting on the boughs. Little green shoots in cups and spinneys. The setting hen, the carving cow, meet you at the ballpark spinning. Spring. Mother saw her first robin today. It was a ghastly sight. Cherry blossom time in Washington. Lilac time in old Virginia. Springtime in the Rockies. Well, it can stay there. You go out and bed down your old petunias. You dash up to the attic and get out your old double dimity. You spring out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and spring into a cold shower. And spring downstairs and spring into that damp spring air. You don't catch me going on a picnic. Oh, no. Spring. I hate the spring. I hate golf and tennis. I also hate Venice. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate peas. I also hate gladiolas. I love scratchy petrolas. But more than all of these, I hate peas. I hate dogs. I hate rabbits. I love people who have habits. I hate fancy cheeses. But I love diseases. I hate the spring. I hate anything pictorial. I love the Albert Memorial. But more than anything, I hate the spring.
Well, that was Oscar the Grouch. Bee Lily, actually. Well, she can't be all bad. She likes scratchy old Victrolas. And so do I. And now, a rather inane song that was fantastically popular back in 1929. It was recorded by Nick Lucas, and you'll hear him, among others, on this record. This is sort of a fantasy on Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me.
Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadows. and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
That ought to take care of that song. Let's dig a hole here and bury it right here in the tulip bed, shall we? Meanwhile, here comes Al Jolson, accompanied by Red Red Robin.
Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy, as a happy as a king. When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepy head. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may drizzle, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again. It along when the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along. When the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepy head. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain robin comes, ba 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 la la.
There's Al again. He sang a lot of spring songs. Now let's go to the Rockies with Carson Robinson. And how about a flight over to Paris with Freddie Martin and his orchestra and a vocalist with the unlikely name of Elmer Feldkamp. Two in a row, Springtime in the Rockies and April in Paris.
Be coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again, I'll say I love you while the birds sing on. When it's spring time in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
Made you seasick, I'm sorry. It's warped. That happens to all these records occasionally, or eventually to all of them. How about a couple of sunshine songs to go with our spring theme tonight? Here's Johnny Marvin from 1928, Old Man Sunshine, and followed by Louis Armstrong, 1937, Sun Showers.
Sun Showers. Another morning among the unknown. Strange town, strange rooms, bare of joy. But I'm waiting for an old man and a little boy. If they're not present before day is done, this wandering one will say, old man sunshine, little boy bluebird, shine a while, sing a while for me. Old man sunshine, little boy bluebird, sing a song of those I long to see. For while the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn, here in the shadows I'm sad and forlorn. Old man sunshine, little boy bluebird, bring a smile to melancholy me.
Clouds of sorrow will soon be a sunny tomorrow, while sunflowers raise their little eyes up to the flaming sky, and sun showers leave as they part a rainbow in our arms. The gray skies soon will be clear, my dear, those sun showers, Mom, are here.
Louis Armstrong. Now for something a little different on Scratchy Grooves. Way back in the 1930s and 40s, there was a program on radio called Vic and Sade. It was funny, human, down-to-earth, sometimes ridiculous, but real. It came on in the middle of the afternoon, surrounded by a sea of misery known as the soaps. It was a shining thing. Written by a genius named Paul Reimer, it starred Bernadine Flynn as Sade, Art Van Harvey as Vic, and Billy Idelson as their little son, Reisch. In this brief episode, Vic is absent, but spring is present, and I hope you'll enjoy sharing a porch swing with Sade and Reisch on this nice day.
Well, sir, it's late in the afternoon as we approach the small house, halfway up in the next block now, and here in the living room we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Mrs. Gook is established in her husband's easy chair, her sewing basket in her lap. We're untutored in such matters, but we're inclined to believe she's embroidering initials on napkins. However, we're probably mistaken because... wait a minute. Here's a voice. Listen.
Mom. Hey, don't you be coming in that front door with your muddy feet.
I'm not.
Go around to the back.
I ain't coming in at all. What you doing?
Sewing.
Why don't you come outside? Rain's over. Sun's shining now.
Well, don't stand there holding the door open.
Nice out.
Is it?
Sure is. Run out in the porch.
Well, I'm busy.
It's real swell out. Bring your sewing and come sit in the swing.
Any mail in the box?
No. You coming?
Well, I might as well take a look at this sunshine you're talking about.
No fooling, it's warm as toast.
What time is it?
Not quite 3 o'clock.
Well, wait till I get my sweater.
Oh, you won't need your sweater, Mom.
Certainly will.
No.
Well, I'm going to put it on just the same. The air is cram-packed full of sickness.
That's what you say about every month in the year. Take it in spring, summer, fall, or winter. You always tell how the air is cram-packed
well,
full of
sickness. Well, let's go for going.
Let's take advantage of the porch swing while we can.
Why?
Because the porch swing season is short and won't be long before we'll be taking it down and putting it in the basement.
Close the door.
It'll stay there till next year.
Hey, it is warm.
What'd I tell you?
Wasn't anywhere near like this noon.
Thermometer's been climbing steadily up the ladder all day.
Well, last night's paper stated rise in temperatures, but I never expected this much of a change.
Me neither. Have a seat.
This is getting to be an awful junky-looking porch swing.
Next year we can slap on a coat of paint.
Yeah, we'll probably buy a new one. Half the slats on it are loose.
You and me and Gov are the types of individuals that give a porch swing rough treatment.
You mean you're the type of individuals that gives a porch swing rough treatment? Me and Gov don't invite our friends over to hang by their heels on us.
I suppose you refer to Smelly Clark.
I refer to the whole bunch of you.
Well, I guess I have to admit I belong to a pretty red-blooded, active set of fellas. My arteries pump away with
there
energy.
There's Mr. Kreider.
Uh-huh.
Got his little quarter's worth of steak from Croucher's Meat Market.
How do you know?
He gets a little quarter's worth of steak every evening. Cooks it himself and eats it himself.
Pay him to buy it in the bulk. Makes me think of a scheme as figured out by Rooster Davis.
Hmm?
He's going to go in the restaurant business, see?
Hmm.
Specializing in bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
Selling nothing but bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
On the corner of Jefferson and Main Street.
Oh, go ahead and tell what you're going to tell. Don't just say one sentence at a time and then wait till I answer. Miss Elder's got that habit. It's a person of willies.
Eugene Partlow's got the worst habit I know of. He'll strike up a conversation with you and tell a story or something, and then won't give you a chance to tell a story.
Miss Apparat will do that, too.
The other day I saw Eugene in Tapman's vacant lot.
That was Mr. Clark.
Uh-huh.
He's got his little umbrella up.
Wonder why. The rain stopped.
Well, he carries it to keep off the sun. He had sunstroke one time and's been scared of it ever since.
Yeah?
Well, he always wears tennis shoes on account of that, too.
Because he got sunstroke?
Mm-hmm. When he was a young man working on a farm, he keeled over from the heat. Affected his ankle some way. Had to wear tennis shoes ever since to be comfortable.
Funny place to get sunstroke, an ankle.
Yeah, but that's the way it is.
Pretty nice sitting here in the porch swing, huh?
Lovely day, all right.
Ain't you glad I called you out?
Never was so happy in my life.
Thought you'd pass a sarcastic remark, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. I like to see a streak of fun in an individual's makeup. The way I look at it, an American citizen
Miss
ought to always... Huh?
Miss Simmons turning off on Kelsey?
Uh-huh.
She's got her little girl.
Oh, I was telling you about Eugene Partlow and how he won't give you a chance in the conversation. The other day, I got talking with him up in Tapman's vacant lot, and he whipped out a story concerning a big fish as caught by his Uncle Verniel. When he got through and I said, that's fine, I started to tell about a big fish. But do you think he'd let me? No, sir. He plowed right ahead with a story about another big fish as caught by his Uncle Hook.
Oh, that's Miss Apparat to a T. And if a person does get a word in edgeways, she don't listen.
Uh-huh.
You can tell by the expression on her face, she's just waiting for you to get through so she can go ahead again.
Uh-huh.
Guess I don't really need this sweater at that.
Should I help you slip it off?
No, I'm going to leave it on. The air seems balmy, but you can't ever tell. Take our next-door neighbor there in Dixon, Mr. Slither. He went out one morning to get the newspaper in his undershirt. Come back in the house, give a sneeze, went to bed and stayed there for 6 weeks. Wasn't the least bit funny. They were poor people, and he did piecework in a foundry, and I remember that sick spell ate up everything they had in the bank. My mother used to take hot dishes over a lot.
No, that sure was quick work. Just give one sneeze on and went to bed.
Yeah.
You sure somebody didn't shoot him in the head with a revolver?
Things like that ain't to be joked about, son. Is that the little Rogers girl across the street?
It's one of them. Anyway, so Rooster again puts his pig to sleep with ether and chloroform and again cuts off a chunk. Sure. See, all you need is one pig. He don't lead a very gay life of it, what with being stabbed every little
Ish.
While.
Ish.
Huh?
Ish.
Okay.
Here comes Mr. Foster on his bicycle.
Uh-huh.
He's got his dinner bucket tied to his handlebars.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going in the house.
Oh, why, Ma?
Oh, I've got things to do.
Well, it's been a pleasant chat.
Yeah.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Well, a little different there. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm a Vic and Sade addict. There are others of my ilk in the neighborhood. And Rocky Bonavita, if you're listening, that was for you. Spring on Scratchy Grooves. Here's John McCormick.
Suddenly a storm drew nigh. Seeking shelter from the rain, we hurried down a little lane and found a lovely spot nearby. T'was just a garden in the rain, close to a little touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrop kissed the flower bed. The blossoms raised their thirsty head. A perfumed thank you they seemed to say. Compared to view, maybe it was just that I was there with you. T'was just a garden in the rain, but then the sun came out again and sent us a happy day. can compare to you. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. Sun came out again, and sent us a happy day on our way.
Well, we've had sunshine songs and rain songs and all kinds of spring songs tonight, but what would spring be without baseball? Here is an antique recording going back to 1926. DeWolf Hopper in his recitation, Casey at the Bat.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. And so when Cooney died at first and Burrows did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could but get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake. And the former was a no-good and the latter was a fake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat. For there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all. And Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had arisen and the men saw what had occurred, there was Blake a safe at second and Flynn a hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats went up a lusty yell. It rumbled in the valley, it rattled in the dell, it knocked upon the mountain top and recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was pride in Casey's bearing as he stepped into his place. There was ease in Casey's manner and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. And no stranger in the crowd could doubt.
Towards the Casey at the bat.
10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 10,000 hands applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. And when the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered spear came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood watching it in laughter. A grandeur there, close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. That ain't my style, said Casey. Strike one, the umpire said. Then from the benches, black with people, went up a muffled roar, like the beaten storm waves on a stern and distant shore. Kill him! Kill the umpire! Cried someone on the stand, and it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher. Once more the steroid flew, but Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, cried the maddened thousands, and echo answered fraud. But one scornful look from Casey, and the multitude was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. smile is gone from Casey's face. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence. His bat's upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. Somewhere bands are playing. Somewhere hearts are light. Somewhere men are laughing. And somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
The Wolfhopper. Hope you enjoyed Casey at the bat. Looking forward to the opening of baseball season, are you? Well, I don't know whether you can stand this one more time, but I have it here on my tape. Clifton Webb, Leo Reisman's Orchestra, 1933, Irving Berlin's Easter Parade. Easter Parade with Clifton Webb. You've been listening to Scratchy Grooves, old-time music from the 20s and 30s and earlier than that. Comes to you every Sunday at 7 o'clock. This is Bill Chambliss. Thanks for listening. Now stay tuned for Neil Payne's program. Great big band music coming up.